Figure Drawing by Zephine. Harry pushed open the door, cursing under his breath as his art bag slipped off his shoulder in front of his torso, blocking his entrance to the room. A delay of 15 minutes had transformed into 45 minutes when the tube came to a grinding halt midway between Farringdon and Barbican stations. Ridiculous! The stops were only 3 minutes apart, for Merlin's sake. An electrical issue, the tinny voice had informed them at least 7 separate times. The passengers had been getting rather restless after 30 minutes with no movement. He thrust the bag behind him and walked quietly into the room to avoid disturbing the other artists. He had made it nearly 3 paces when a glint of brilliant white-blonde hair in the center of the room caught his eye, and he snapped his neck to the side, tripping over his own feet. When he looked back up, it was into the widening gray eyes of Draco Bloody Malfoy. Bafflement slipped quickly into a careful, watchful blankness, and Harry gulped. His eyes roved lower, dropping from Malfoy's eyes to his sharp chin, then his chest. Finely muscled arms held to the side in artful repose framed a slender torso, and lower? Oh, God! A fine trail of dark blonde hair and there it was. Knowing what he was going to see did nothing to prepare him for the moment when he did, in fact, find it there. His heart thudded desperately in his ears. Malfoy was entirely nude and was watching Harry with an intent, guarded expression, while Harry stared open-mouthed at Draco Malfoy's bloody cock. Malfoy's blank expression swiftly slid into a smirk. Harry fumbled blindly behind him for the door handle as he stepped backward, face hot, certain only that he had to get out of there now, class be damned. But then, Malfoy lifted a brow in challenge, his chin jutting ever so slightly higher. Harry paused, fingers tight around the handle, metal cutting into flesh. Malfoy's smirk deepened, as if he could hear Harry's panicked internal dialogue. Then his brow lifted higher, his smirk tinged with triumph. Oh. Oh, no. There was no way he was letting Malfoy win. He wanted a challenge. Let him get his challenge. He was the one who was bloody exposed and vulnerable and bare-arsed for the whole world to see, for Merlin's sake. Harry adjusted the strap of his bag on his shoulder, lifted his chin, and marched back into the room. The weight of Malfoy's eyes followed him the entire excruciating journey. Unfortunately for Harry, said journey ended in discovering that the only easel available was the wonky, tottering easel located directly in front of the naked bastard. He wouldn't even have to move his eyes to watch Harry the entire time. Malfoy bloody grinned at him. Fuck. Oh, God. A voice called out somewhere behind Harry, patronizing and so stiff it could have starched linen.
Excuse me, Mr. Whoever you are. The model fellow, yes, you.
Tarquin paused to sniff as Malfoy shifted his eyes in his direction. Harry barely stifled a groan. Bloody Tarquin.
It would please the artist you're supposed to be posing for if you would maintain the pose.
Malfoy rolled his eyes before his grin fell back into a flat, apathetic line. Harry exhaled, steadied himself, and walked the final few steps to the traitorous easel. He settled his sketchbook against the frame, dumped the pencils and eraser and other supplies into the well at the bottom, and closed his eyes for a brief, necessary moment. The knowledge of the remaining 15 minutes of class settled close against his skin, gnawing and itchy and deeply unhelpful for any sort of artistic inspiration. After a few aimless strokes of pencil against paper, his eyes settling anywhere but on Malfoy's naked body, he slapped his pencil onto the easel. He cracked his knuckles and grimaced. Damn Malfoy. Damn the self-satisfied bastard and his disturbingly fine bone structure, the way his hair fell just so over his gray eyes, the slim, long lines of his torso, his arms, his legs, the silver glint of his ear piercings. His piercings? Harry's heart forgot to beat for a second. Just a second, really, and oh God, oh God, oh God. Piercings glinted along the entirety of Malfoy's ears, one ear more heavily pierced than the other. A small snake curled in the conch, an opaque pink stone glittering in its little eyes. A glassy green crescent moon, small and slender, dangled off his lobe. It took Malfoy shifting slightly, the moon swinging and catching the sunlight in a glimmer of green, for Harry to blink, grounding himself back in his own body. Right. Fuck. Right. Malfoy's general insouciant charm and his regrettably attractive piercings, they were entirely beside the point. Malfoy was not going to win. Harry snatched up the pencil, stared hard at Malfoy, pointedly ignoring the weight of his curious gaze, and began to draw. He lost himself in the shape of the piercings, of Malfoy's nose and the arch of his brows, for long minutes. As the sounds of scratching pencils began slowing and quieting, and the pages of sketchbooks began shuffling closed one by one, Harry worked more quickly. He added a few fine lines to the elegant fall of Malfoy's hair, deepened the shading at the edge of his cheekbone, then stared a moment at his work before sharpening a line along Malfoy's lip. It didn't look quite right without the hint of a smirk. He could hear the sound of pouring water behind the usual soft conversations and shifting of papers and easels that marked the end of class. Harry stared hard at his sketch, as somewhere in the periphery of his vision, Malfoy shrugged on a distracting red dressing gown and began rifling through a cupboard at the far end of the room. He blinked, realizing that the world had gone all hazy for a moment, and squinted a bit at his sketch. He re-smudged the line he'd just sharpened, then, noticing that the angle of an eye was a bit off and preparing to fix the offending line, he sighed and reached for his eraser. Malfoy's voice spoke from immediately behind his left ear.
"You certainly seem taken with my face," he said, low and amused.
Harry startled so violently he nearly smacked himself in the face with the eraser as he turned around. Malfoy was leaning in, peering intently at the drawing, holding a steaming cup of Earl Grey he must have snuck to a boil with a heating charm.
"And here I was thinking this was supposed to be a figure drawing class. I could have kept my kit on for that."
He gestured lazily at the neck that ended in nothingness. Harry had, indeed, only drawn a portrait, and an unfinished portrait at that.
I don't know, it felt like a violation," Harry spluttered. "Plus, I was running late," he added defensively. "There was barely time for anything more than your stupid pointy nose." "Still Gryffindor as ever, I see," he said. "Trying to protect my virtue when I'm the one who signed up to sit Starkers in front of 15 people for an hour."
His voice turned sharp.
"It's my decision, Potter. You don't get to decide that it's shameful because you have a problem with nudity."
"No, it's not that," Harry said. You didn't know I'd be here. We have history. I don't know."
"History," Malfoy snorted. "That's one way of putting it."
He stirred the cup with a tiny silver spoon. The last person left the room, the door clicking shut behind her. Silence settled over them, tightly wound, expectant.
"Well," Harry began, just as Malfoy said, "would you..."
"Go ahead."
Harry shuffled uncomfortably, glancing at the closed door.
"I shall. Thank you, Potter," Malfoy said, shifting a stray lock of blonde hair back with an arrogant little flick of his head. "I was simply wondering whether you'd be interested in a one-time artistic arrangement of sorts, since you had so little time for, as you so eloquently put it, anything more than your stupid pointy nose. My nose is both dignified and elegant, in fact, but that's beside the point."
He drew himself up a little straighter, swallowing.
"Consider it a bit of repayment for your heroism, general golden boy aura, incurable nobleness, etc., etc."
Harry twisted his head back and stared at Malfoy, confused.
"A what?"
"An arrangement.
to continue the drawing, Malfoy said. You didn't even get to start a full form. That, he tapped a finger against Harry's sketch, is a portrait. I am willing to sit as your model for the rest of the evening. There aren't any other classes. I checked. Harry stared at him, open-mouthed.
What?
On one condition, Malfoy continued, entirely ignoring Harry's inarticulate fumblings. He held up a slim finger. You're as naked as I am. He slipped off his dressing gown in one fluid movement, the reflection of the sun transforming the silk into liquid light as it fell. Harry stared at the pool of vibrant red fabric at Malfoy's feet, mouth dry. He managed a small choking sound in reply. Harry couldn't move his eyes away from Malfoy's bare feet and the fabric puddling around them. It felt more intimate than when Malfoy had been flaunting his dick to all and sundry, his slender toes curling a bit in anxious anticipation. Almost endearing. It was the sight of his toes, shifting uneasily, strangely vulnerable, a crack in that perfect composure, that had Harry answering before his mind would catch up to his mouth.
We could do that. Maybe.
Yes. His eyes immediately widened in horror. Malfoy smirked. Excellent. He took a sip of his tea, the spoon clattering delicately against the fine china. Well, I'll leave you to collect yourself, he said, striding back toward the chaise at the center of the room and settling himself into a casually sensual lounge. Harry stared at him for a long moment, jaw hanging open. Close your mouth. You're going to end up killing some innocent little fly at this rate, honestly. Harry snapped his mouth shut, clenching his jaw, still staring at Malfoy. Any day now, Potter? He lifted a brow and gestured pointedly at Harry's clothes. Harry shook his head as if that would help make the situation less absurd. It, predictably, did not. He fingered the hem of his shirt, and, closing his eyes, refusing to investigate the mumblings in his ear about why he was about to strip himself off in front of a naked Malfoy instead of fleeing out the door, he yanked it over his head. Malfoy made a show of clapping slowly and derisively, but his eyes were focused, bright with a heated sort of excitement. Harry swallowed and dragged his jeans and pants down in one swift thrust. He kicked off his trainers and socks, then, stepping out of his jeans, he looked back at Malfoy, breathing shallowly. His hands settled awkwardly in front of his chest first, then fumbled at his sides. He refused to cover himself, even as he was starkly aware of the cool air caressing parts of him that it definitely should not be able to caress. He forced himself to meet Malfoy's eyes. Malfoy's mouth moved in a funny sort of way, caught somewhere between smirking and biting his lip against laughter, a flicker of desire. The smirk resolved itself, and Malfoy resumed the position from earlier, a hand outstretched, his chin tilted slightly away from the easel. His eyes settled on Harry. Harry grabbed for the pencil, a stabilizing gesture, and began sharpening it, more to delay the inevitable than out of any genuine need for a finer tip. The side of Malfoy's lip quirked up, and Harry dropped the sharpener. When he bent to retrieve it, he ended up kicking it farther away. Malfoy snorted, still holding the posture, and Harry snatched it off the ground and dumped it into his bag, while staring studiously at his feet. "Any day now, Potter," Malfoy drawled. Harry finally looked up, holding his pencil in front of him like a shield. He flipped to a clean page in his sketchbook and squared his shoulders, tense but determined. As he drew the pencil across the page in a soft, arcing line, he exhaled a breath he hadn't realized he'd been holding. After a few more strokes, each steadier than the last, he began to relax, Malfoy's body softening into planes of light and shadow, sinuous curves, and long, angular planes. A form to observe and recreate on paper. The habit of searching for the form as it really was, shadows deepening in every curve sloping away from light,
the gentle layered hush of lashes across pale skin. It calmed him, though the tightness in his shoulder blades refused to ease. He was sketching Draco Malfoy, after all. The measly 15 minutes of class had done little to stifle the strange frissons of warning tinctured with desire every time the lines of graphite coalesced into Malfoy's face and the angles of his body on the page before him. Half his mental energy went into suppressing any twitches his cock threatened to make. Malfoy, for his part, reclined lazily as though watching Harry, naked, vulnerable, shivering with repressed longing and futile anger, was about as anxiety-inducing as waiting for tea to steep. "I always wondered," Malfoy said conversationally, after several minutes of silence, apropos of nothing, "whether you were attracted to boys. At school, I mean." He paused, lowering his eyes, his blonde eyelashes barely visible against pale skin. "Whether you might have been attracted to me." Harry fumbled the line he had begun at the edge of the thigh. He exhaled a breath, smudging the line into submission with a blending stump, transforming it into the shadow sculpting the line of muscle along Malfoy's outer thigh. He spoke as he blended.
I was. Yeah.
"I made 2 statements, Potter. Which one are you answering?" Harry's face heated, and he stared fixedly at the paper before him. Unfortunately, all that filled the page was Malfoy's sharp face, his willowy frame, his long legs. Harry cleared his throat.
Both.
"Interesting," Malfoy said, settling back into the chaise, his grin sharp.
"Interesting?"
Malfoy shrugged a slim shoulder. Harry glowered at him. Malfoy only smiled prettily in response. Harry worked in silence, still glaring, the sketch gaining depth as he filled in shadows. Still, he avoided the groin area. He wasn't sure he could avoid the physical evidence of his arousal, and he sure as hell wasn't about to sport an erection, not while Malfoy sat there, calm, his flashing eyes sparking with a manic light that could flicker into mockery just as quickly as desire. Harry shook his head again and traced the curve of Malfoy's arm, the supple edge of his bicep. He finished the shape of Malfoy's torso and arms before he paused, pencil poised just below his belly button and the trail of fine blonde hair that led tantalizingly downward. Malfoy laughed, a bright, piercing sound.
"Scared, Potter?"
His eyes darted to his own exposed groin and back to Harry, lips curving into a dangerous smile. Harry bristled.
"You wish, Malfoy."
He forced his eyes to the spot he'd been avoiding the entire evening. Malfoy's cock sat soft and plump between his legs, deceptively innocuous. Harry's hand trembled slightly as he brought pencil to paper, his eyes lingering on the gentle curve of it, the subtle rise partially hidden by Malfoy's slender thigh. Desire tightened in the base of his belly, and he bit his lip hard. All the while, Malfoy's eyes lingered on him, hot, relentless, and Harry had to remind himself to breathe more than once. He filled out the contours of Malfoy's lithe body, his jawline, his brilliant hair. Long minutes passed, the space between them fraught with a searching, silent pull, a question and a prickle, and a keen, clawing magnetism Harry hadn't found the words for back in school. Malfoy studied him with such intensity, it was as though he were sketching Harry's form as well. Harry was just finishing the slope of Draco's cock and the curve of his inner thigh, when a glance back at Draco's groin revealed a thickness and a length that definitely had not been there before. Harry froze, eyes wide. Malfoy gazed at him, nonchalant, but for the gentle pink flushing his cheeks. Malfoy licked his lips, opening his mouth to speak, when his eyes darted downward, chasing the movement of Harry's twitching cock. He stared at it for a long moment, transfixed, Malfoy's cock lengthening further. Harry swallowed, mouth dry and heart pulsing in his ears. He cleared his throat a little shakily.
Well,
he managed, voice hoarse. Now I have to start that, part of the sketch over. He fumbled for the eraser, unable to take his eyes away from Malfoy's gaze. Malfoy's blush deepened, but his eyes never wavered.
What a shame, Malfoy said.
His voice came out breathy. Desire thickened in Harry's belly.
Shall I?
Malfoy paused, his eyes darkening.
Shall I touch myself for you?
Harry choked. While Harry was coughing on his own saliva, Draco drew his outstretched arm back towards his chest, trailing his long, slim fingers down slowly, tantalizingly, only to halt above his groin.
Gather yourself, Potter. It's a proposition, not a proposal.
Harry wheezed a final time and blinked away the tears that had gathered in his eyes during his coughing fit. He trailed off, unable to finish the sentence. Frankly, he wasn't even sure which word was meant to follow another at that point.
You?
Malfoy watched him steadily, hand poised and waiting, his eyebrow cocked. The pulse point at his neck fluttered with quick beats. Soft, vulnerable, mesmerizing. Harry spoke to that fluttering pulse at Malfoy's neck, unable to tear his eyes away.
Yes, yes.
Malfoy smirked.
Ask, and you shall receive, he said, drawing his fingers down the dark blonde hair curling below his navel.
His hand sloped along the gentle curve of flesh inside his thighs first, touching himself teasingly just past his cock. Down one thigh, back up the other. Harry squeezed his own thighs together, a whimper gathering in his throat.
I'm just gonna...
He broke off, gesturing helplessly at the easel with one hand, gripping his pencil tightly with the other.
Don't let me stop you, Malfoy said.
His fingers slipped along the fine tracery of blue veins in his thighs, drifted along the thatch of hair, twisted delicately toward his chest. He dragged his fingers along the sharp line of his jaw first, lingering over the piercings in his earlobe and along his cartilage. His eyes fluttered shut, shallow breaths bringing his ribs into fleeting focus with each inhalation. Harry swallowed, his hand clenched motionless and rigid above the page. When Malfoy trailed two slim fingers along his lips, caressing the fullness of the bottom lip and darting his tongue out to taste the tip of his finger, Harry groaned. All this, and still Malfoy hadn't touched his cock. Malfoy's lips quirked to the side, his eyes flickering open and fixing first on Harry's eyes, then lingering on his arms, his chest, lower and lower. His eyes glinted dangerously. Harry exhaled a tight breath. He was reminded of the saying that the color of a person's lips matched the color of the head of their cock, and wanted to get close enough to see for himself. From this distance, from this angle, it was impossible to tell. He forced himself to refocus on the lines before him, the angles and planes, the play of light and shadow developing on the page. He pressed the pencil lightly to the page and began a new sketch beside the first, unfinished one. Quick, deft strokes, bringing the erotic kiss of Malfoy's long fingers against his smooth, pale skin to life. The way the light fell across his body, in a warm, lambent embrace, setting his white blonde hair aglow, and illuminating his gray eyes like the reflection of the sun at sea. Harry's fingers moved hungrily across the page, each stroke of graphite across the page a caress as it drifted down Malfoy's lean legs, his delicate eyelashes, his tightly muscled forearms. Small flickers of desire shivered down his limbs, along his fingers, to the page. His arousal was almost painful. Malfoy moaned, low and soft, when his fingers stroked over a nipple. Harry gasped, the pencil stuttering against the page, his eyes drawn inexorably to Malfoy's lean chest and his delicate fingers and back to his mouth. His lips were parted, the tendons in his neck standing out as he resisted breaking posture.
Fuck,
Harry heard himself saying. Malfoy licked his lips and smiled, his eyes darting back towards Harry's, a wicked expression on his face.
"Like what you see?"
Harry's breath trembled on the inhale.
"God, yes, Malfoy, yes."
"But I haven't even touched my cock yet, Potter."
Harry made an incoherent noise, splaying his empty hand against the easel for support. It rocked forward with a disapproving creak.
"You like that, when I talk dirty?"
"Oh, God,"
Harry said, mostly to himself. Malfoy laughed, a short, bright sound, before he grinned wickedly.
"Oh, this will be fun."
Harry flushed and shifted his weight, the heat and heaviness of his cock suddenly unbearable.
"Oh, God," he repeated.
"Do go on with your drawing,"
Malfoy said, posh as ever, even as his cock leaned thick and rosy and luscious against his stomach, the head glistening in the golden light.
"Don't let me stop you."
Harry shivered and forced himself to resume sketching. Malfoy smirked at him, a devastatingly crooked expression, and brushed his hand down his chest, past his achingly beautiful collarbones, his taut nipples, his navel, until finally, he took himself in hand and stroked. Once.
Twice.
Harry's fingers trembled as he sketched the contour of Malfoy's hard cock, the motion of his wrist on the page. The desire in his belly thickened and tightened, and he darted his tongue out to lick his lips. Malfoy touched himself so slowly and lazily, it was like he was trying to kill Harry. Each stroke was lingering, teasing, tormenting. He sometimes reached beneath to stroke the sensitive skin behind his bollocks, his eyes falling shut, his neck arching ever so slightly, mouth opening around a gasp every time his fingers drifted lower. Harry stuttered on an inhale, nearly out of his mind with desire. His cock was slick with pre-cum, hot and heavy with blood. Malfoy breathed in stuttering little gasps.
"You have no idea what you do to me."
He sounded almost angry, his brows creasing even as he turned his head and sought out Harry's gaze. His eyes were dark, heavy with lust.
"Did you know that I've been craving you like this for almost a decade?"
He shuddered after a particularly firm stroke along his cock.
"Did you know, Potter, that I've had your face, your body in mind every time I had a wank, 6th year onward? Even when you were having your weird little stalker phase, I kept imagining you walking in on me, your name on my lips."
"Fuck,"
Harry managed on a shuddering exhale.
"Oh, yes," Malfoy said, voice low and feral. "You'd stop in your tracks, frozen, like you did when you walked in here 40 minutes ago."
He chuckled. And then
your eyes would drop to my hand, to my cock, and you'd reach for the door. But something in my gaze would stop you. You'd stand there, fingers on the handle, and I'd start stroking myself for you. A dirty little show. Your eyes would get all big, and, that thick, lovely cock of yours would tent your trousers, and you'd get that determined look on your face as you took a step forward.
Harry couldn't handle it anymore. He dropped a hand between his thighs and grasped himself, stroking quick and hard. The keen, aching pleasure of it sent shivers of lust down his spine, and he stumbled as his knees went weak, a gasp escaping his lips. He fumbled for the easel, drawing himself upright, and slowed the strokes. Harry's free hand darted to a clean space on the page and sketched the arch of Draco's neck and the long lines of his body, messy gesture studies that captured the mood and movement more than the details. His other hand continued stroking a stuttering rhythm.
"Then you'd cast an incarcerus. Tie me up, no warning. Hands at the headboard, legs spread, just for you, only for you."
He stifled a groan as his hand sped up.
"You'd hold me down while you fucked me. Whisper sweet, filthy things in my ear. Describe your thick cock, how tight I was, how good I was for you, how you'd wanted me all along."
At last, Malfoy broke posture entirely, leaning back against the chaise with a moan, opening his legs wider and thrusting into his hand.
Fuck, Potter.
Harry bit his lip and pushed the easel aside, nearly toppling it over. He closed the distance between them in two long strides, Malfoy's eyes widening as he neared. Harry straddled Malfoy, legs braced to either side of Malfoy's, pausing for permission. Malfoy's mouth parted, and he pulled Harry toward him with such strength Harry nearly tumbled right off the chaise. He steadied himself with a hand beside the white blonde hair that lay disheveled across the chaise cushion. Malfoy lifted his mouth just as Harry leaned in, and their lips met. It was open-mouthed and messy and frantic, full of hungry moans and aching gasps. Bursts of electric desire flared low in his belly, and when Malfoy ground up against him, Harry forgot to breathe. After a moment, he wound his fingers through that brilliant hair and tugged hard. Malfoy keened against Harry's lips.
"Don't stop," he whispered. "Don't stop."
Harry deepened the kiss, searching for Malfoy's hands and guiding them above his head, pinning his slender wrists in place. Malfoy whimpered, pushing into Harry with stuttering, frenzied thrusts. Malfoy moaned as he spasmed against Harry, convulsing upward once, twice, three times, before finally falling still. Harry buried his face in Malfoy's neck. The smell of him, sweat and lust and cum and the whisper of bergamot, the sound of his breathing, and the sweet, aching gasps falling from his lips, the still electric memory of his confessions.
"Did you know that I've been craving you like this for almost a decade?"
His sharp grin, the way his piercings glinted with each of Harry's desperate thrusts, those narrow, delicate fingers curled around his own cock. The desire tightened, shifting into something shivering and taut, thrusting him to the edge. He shuddered, moaning, and collapsed atop Malfoy, breathing heavily. Malfoy's heart beat a rapid, precious rhythm against Harry's face. Harry squeezed Malfoy's wrists briefly before allowing his hand to fall, limp and boneless, against Malfoy's chest. For long minutes, they clung to each other, their gasping breaths and the faint chatter of birds the only sounds in the room.
"So,"
Harry said at last, lifting his head and catching Malfoy's eye.
"I was thinking, maybe coffee?"
Malfoy's brows drew together in confusion for a moment, before his face lit with cautious joy. He caught himself a moment later, expression quieting, before he leaned forward like he couldn't stop himself, like Harry was the gleam of the rising moon and he was the waiting sea.
"Yes,"
he said, eyes darting between Harry's.
I'd like that, yes."
Harry grinned, tucking a strand of that brilliant blonde hair behind Malfoy's ear.
"It's a date," he said.
Malfoy's answering smile was so bright and sweet and full of awe that the warmth in Harry's heart felt as though it would spill out of his chest, lucent and alive, limning them both in golden light. He cupped Malfoy's face in his hands tenderly, worshipfully.
"It's a date," Malfoy repeated, his sharp features softening with wonder,
and pulled Harry back into a kiss.